I'm speaking here on certain topics that seem very important to me. They might be disparate or separate topics, but they are interconnected and they're very closely interconnected. The topic is the importance or otherwise of things like nationalism, community feeling, and of I having joined the army in which I was to have killed on orders of somebody else, or the ethics of agreeing to kill, to do anything, or even to the extent of killing someone only because someone else says so, who happens to be my superior. Now the great problem is nationalism and patriotism or community feeling. They make it appear that as though I have a certain obligation to do what the majority wants me to do, or the people who have been selected by the majority want me to do, because in any case the people don't speak to me directly, or if my association with the people around me or something abstract, a line on the map called a country or a nation, is something sacrosanct for which I am expected to lay down my life, is utter nonsense. It is just a line on the map. The only affinity with others in this line is that they subscribe to the same constitution that I do. That's it. It's like I subscribing to a club and others too subscribe to that club. So am I expected to die for those who subscribe to the same club as I do? I subscribe to a YouTube channel. Many other people also subscribe to the same YouTube channel. So does that create an obligation in me to die for those? It is exactly the same. I subscribe to a certain constitution. Others also subscribe to that constitution. And the case of my subscribing to the YouTube and my subscribing to the constitution is different. The case for subscribing to the constitution is actually much weaker because I have not voluntarily done so. I have not voluntarily gone and signed up a statement saying, okay, hereafter I agree to your terms and conditions. I was just born here and they say, if you want to live here, you'll have to live by these rules or else get out. So I said, theek hai yaar, ab theek rehte hain, yahi rehte hain. But it's not that I have voluntarily signed a statement, I hereby agree. No, it's just by default. But whereas for YouTube or for a club, I have voluntarily gone and signed. So there is a certain obligation towards that club, though not towards the members. So this nationalism and all is all bloody nonsense, total nonsense. And I have also seen it in concept, it is nonsense. In practice, it is utter nonsense because I have seen it being used so badly. I mean, theoretically it is nonsense, and practically also it's utter nonsense. It's total third raters make use of this. Desh ke liye karna hai, desh ke liye marna hai, desh ke liye marna hai. Nonsense. Why should you kill somebody because somebody says so? You don't do any act, much less an evil act, and even much lesser an act of killing because someone says you should. I mean, imagine the magnitude of stupidity in this being whitewashed, brainwashed into saying, the guy who's rank senior to me, if he says kill, you kill. And to say that you have the power of discretion, that it is an illegal command, it's all nonsense. That is, it is there in theory. It's in practice, it's only 0.01%. And a legal command is only when he gives you a command to kill, it's a legal command. It's not illegal. Firstly, even if it's illegal, very little you can do about it practically, or else you might as well not join the army. If you want to retire as a lieutenant colonel, then what's the great fun of joining the army? And why should you kill? Because someone senior to you tells you to kill, who's been told by someone yet senior to kill. Are you assuming that everybody up the chain of command from that person who has created that order that you go and kill everybody who's sitting in that trench is absolutely holy, worthy, he has considered everything and he is the word of God? Even if God says kill, you should not. You should give the other chap a chance to say why he should be killed and why he should not be killed. I mean, that is justice. I mean, on one hand, we work on a system of justice where life is the utmost pious and holy thing. To take life, you have to go through a very rigorous exercise in which the judge has to be trained. Everybody has to agree to a legal system. The guy has to be given an opportunity to present his case. All opportunities are to be given to him to appeal. And only then are you allowed to kill. But here you say, the guy says you kill. So you go that side and across the hill, whoever is there, you kill. Because he says, assume that whatever I am saying is right and everybody sitting out there is an enemy of the nation. So what? Yes, you should kill because you have taken money to kill. You have taken pay. That is one obligation. Okay, for 30 years, you have been eating bloody free ka ration and mufat ki ram. And now, so you pay. You have agreed to that. And therefore, you should. That's a different question. And therefore, don't agree to it. जीने के और भी सहारे तरीके होने चाहिए. यही एक तरीका रह गया है. यू से कि आई हैव टू डू इट बिकॉज आई हैव टू डू इट. दैट्स अ वेरी पुअर स्टेटमेंट ऑन योर पावर ऑफ चॉइस. दुनिया में अगर यही होता है तो ये होता क्यों है? सो ऑफकोर्स इट विल बी रॉन्ग टू एन्जॉय द पर्क्स ऑफ द आर्मी एंड देन एट द लास्ट मोमेंट से आई विल नॉट अबाइड बाई दिस रूल. दैट वुड बी रॉन्ग. बट दैट वुड बी रॉन्ग बाय द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ एथिक्स, not nationalism. So therefore, the better way is to just don't join. Stay off. There are, as I said, there are other ways of earning a life. And if you have to really die or else take somebody else's life, then doesn't ethics say that you might as well die? You take somebody's life because there is no other way for you to earn your living. I mean, that's utterly ridiculous. I have noticed for the last few years, religion is a very, very bad thing for people's sense of citizenship. It really spoils it. I am now convinced that nationalism or a community feeling is even worse than religion. Must get out of this nonsense. Must learn to think for yourself. Do. If you want to kill somebody for your reasons, if you think it is right, do it. But not because someone says so. And you do it and then face the consequences. Somebody has harmed somebody whom I love. And I think the guy needs to be killed. I kill because I think he needs to be killed. Not because I am ordered to kill or because I have taken money to kill. That's being a mercenary. So categorizations of Indian and Asian. And why Indian? Why not Asian? Why not the category of Asians? Why not the category of Maharashtrian? Why not the category of Lucknow wala? Why do you draw that line of India and around it? Somebody wants you to do that. They have selfish interests. The bloody lalas and saints want you to die because they want to keep their sons away. Unless you die, their sons might get embroiled. The Tata send their son, the Ambani send their son to the army. And therefore he says, nation is a big thing. You should go and die, because if unless I go and die, the Pakistanis or the Chinese will come and take their wives and daughters. So there is interest involved. So let us not be so foolish so as to be not able to see this. Yes, I think I made a wrong, ethically wrong decision to have joined the army. But well, I have never refused an order while I was in service. But then I can see that it was a wrong decision, ethically wrong. Let others learn from it. Don't take up a profession where you are supposed to kill because you are ordered and because you have taken money. Thank you. Colonel Alok Astana, 4 Gurkhas, 8 Rashtriya Rifles. When I say somewhere in the episode that all those who have been responsible to give you that order to kill are not all that nationalistic and pure godlike, I need to provide an example. And I'm doing it here. The example is that of a chap called, Klaus Barbie, the Nazi war criminal. He's accused of having executed 4,000 people and deported 7,500 Jews. His career got so bloodstained that he was dubbed the Butcher of Lyons. Yet only a fragment of that past will be weighed. The accusation is primarily accused with killing of 44 Jewish children. All right. Now, how did this man escape into oblivion for so many years before he was finally caught and brought to Nazi war as a Nazi war criminal? It is not because he was very smart. It is because some people helped him to escape detection. And who helped him? Americans. American government people helped him. This man, who later on the world caught on. The details are that how did Barbie elude prosecution, not to say detection? Because he collaborated with the American Counterintelligence Corps, the CIC, in post-war Europe by supplying information about communist activities in Germany. I mean, imagine the atrocity and the stupidity and the nonsense, evil nature of it. It is the American government which allowed him to evade detection because he helped them. So these are the type of people for whom you are willing to die. So you don't know what wheels are wearing behind wheels, and you want to die for these guys. They are not all that simple. The things are not all that simple as they appear on the surface. It is the American government which made sure that this chap called whatever the name was, Klaus Barbie, avoided detection. So how many people are being, how many criminals are being protected by your governments? What is the main motive of it? They're telling you, are they as clean and as holy as you think they are? Well, even if this one example does not suffice, then I suppose nothing will. Go ahead and kill.